This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Humanitarian workers are welcoming word that the world's richest nations will donate 1 billion COVID shots to needy nations around the world. But they say the world needs more doses and faster. Getting the world out of the pandemic is a priority for the G7 nations meeting today in Britain. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The group of seven leaders meeting in southwest England are pledging to share 1 billion doses of coronavirus vaccines with the world's poorer nations. It follows President Joe Biden's announcement that the U.S. would donate 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine over the next year.
We're going to help lead the world out of this pandemic, working alongside our global partners.
Britain has pledged 100 million doses. Previously, Germany had promised 30 million. The British Prime Minister says these pledges mean that they can vaccinate the world by the end of next year.
Europe's health regulator is recommending that people who have a rare blood vessel syndrome not get the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. It's previously been linked to rare blood clots, but health officials say the benefits still outweigh the small risks. How are the roads and bridges in your area? Much of the nation's infrastructure needs repair. Now, a bipartisan group of senators has a plan.
A 10-member bipartisan group of senators working to craft an infrastructure deal moved forward Thursday, arriving at a compromise framework. In a joint statement, the negotiators said this investment would be fully paid for and not include tax increases. But Senator John Tester of Montana conceded to reporters,
"I think there's going to be challenges for both Republicans and Democrats."
Mike Gracia, Washington.
A jury says a Wisconsin man who killed his grandparents is mentally ill but could understand what he did was wrong. He now faces life in prison when he's sentenced on August 16th. This is AP News. A CNN legal analyst is back on the air after being sidelined for months. Our Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
After a 7-month break, CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin is back at work on the cable outlet. It is the first time he has been on the air after being caught fondling himself on a Zoom call with staffers on New Yorker magazine. That cost him his magazine gig, but Toobin went back on CNN to say that he's happy to be getting another chance. But not before he got grilled by one of the anchors. Allison Camerata asked him directly, "Just what were you thinking?" Toobin's response, "He wasn't thinking very well or very much." Toobin apologized to viewers, said he had gone through therapy and will try to regain their trust. After that, Toobin began giving commentary on a pair of legal issues now in the news. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Consumer prices are up 5% over the past year, the biggest inflation spike since 2008, says the Labor Department. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.